This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Many questions came to me about when it is allowed for a woman to ask for a divorce. She's even allowed to ask for a divorce. The answer for this, yes, she is allowed to ask for a divorce. And if you say, what about the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, أيما امرأة سألت الطلاق من زوجها من غير بأس فقد حرم الله عليها رائحة الجنة. Any woman that asks her husband for a divorce for no good reason, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade her from smelling the fragrance of paradise. This hadith, yes, it is authentic. It's in Sunan Abi Dawud and others. But we have also more authentic hadith or much stronger hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, where a woman, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and she asked him for a divorce from her husband. And her husband, she said, لا أعيب عليه شيء في دينه وخلقه. I don't have anything against his deen or his manners. لكني أكره الكفر في الإسلام. I don't want to do the action of the kuffar while a Muslim. And she meant by that, I cannot fulfill his rights. And in one of the narrations, she said, that he was very ugly. And she said, because I fear Allah, I would have threw up or spit on his face because he's very, very ugly, unattractive at all. In so many narrations, she explained that to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam simply didn't say, "Hey, haram alaik, is not allowed to get divorced. You know what's your punishment, the day of judgment," as some husbands and some in-laws do, or some family member do. You know, she said, "I just can't be married to this man." So the Prophet said, "Give him back his hadiqa, give him back his mahr, and just get divorced." So from this hadith, al-ulama rahimahumullah, and the first hadith came to the following conclusion. They said it is permissible for a woman to ask for a divorce, or she initiated the divorce in this case, and we call it khul' in the following cases. Number one, if the man is abusing her, and when we talk about abuse, I'm talking about physical abuse, I'm talking about emotional abuse, all kind of, even sexual abuse, and any form of abuse to the woman, it is a valid ground for her to ask for divorce. Number two, if the person do not fulfill her rights, he doesn't give her the money, he doesn't fulfill his right to her as a husband, when it comes to intimacy and things like that, she has the right to ask for divorce. Number three, if the person is doing evil things and haram things, like she found he gamble and he doesn't pray, he drinks alcohol, he used drugs and things of this nature. So in this case, she has a valid reason to ask for divorce, or she can give khul, ask for khul. Number four, if she basically not attractive to him at all, completely like this woman, who was not attractive to the person, and she could not maintain the relationships. In this case, also, she is allowed to ask for divorce. What the hadith, the first hadith is talking about, that a woman will not smell the fragrance of dinner if she asks for a divorce. This hadith is talking about a woman has no valid reason or no any reason for her. She just the waqatu lirrijal. She just want to try men. She married this guy for a while. You know, let me change him. Let me look for another guy. Let me see that other guy. If a woman like that, this is haram and that's not allowed, because that means you're using the religion to fulfill your own haram lust and haram desires. Instead of just making zina, you're just doing that and you call it marriage, and you have every intention not to make this marriage continue. So I hope this will explain to us when it is allowed for a woman to ask for a divorce. But if, even though these are the ground for it, I want to advise every sister not to rush for asking divorce. You know, take your time, try counseling, pray istikhara, do a lot of istishara, and I mean by that counseling and asking for advice. Talk to your family, talk to his family, you know, let the family try, bring a peacemaker between both of you before you come to this conclusion to break the relationship. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَكَسْرُهَا طَلَاقُهَا. What breaks the relationship is the divorce. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and give us happy life.